tablet mind. Appendix 2, there is an infinite range in creation. The elements in the manifested universe, in a broad and general way, are divided into 7 categories. The consciousness, trigunas, ethereal factor, aerial factor, luminous factor, liquid factor, and solid factor. However, there is not a clear-cut way to separate each category from the following or the previous one. As in the case of colors, infinite varieties and shades can be found even for one of the distinguished colors. For example, blue can range from a very light blue to a very dark one, with infinite shades between. So in the case of these elements, there are also infinite stages which can be found in each category and overlap to the next or with the previous one. When the operative power of the tamaguna is first released and the memory or the feeling of I have done, citta, arises, the first stage of the ethereal factor or fine ether forms. Then there will be cruder forms of ether until the formation of air and so on. This might be easier illustrated by the more visible elements such as liquid and solid. There are thin liquids which flow easily, and there are liquids in thicker forms until solid factors are reached. Even in the solid state, there are soft solid forms and very hard solid factors, with infinite solid varieties in between. It is the same for infinite different levels of consciousness, from pure consciousness down to the very crude consciousness. In fact, when the consciousness becomes very crude, it indeed becomes flesh, and the person identifies himself as his body. This analogy goes on and is true about all things in the universe. There are infinite levels of consciousness, sentient force, sattvaguna, nutritive force, rajaguna, static force, tamaguna, ethereal factor, etc. So we have to create this ability not to see everything in black and white, but always as an infinite spectrum of possibilities. And still, these infinite ranges are changing in time. I change. Another point is that although the universe or its worlds are divided into 7 levels, in the spiritual hierarchy in the kingdom of heaven, there are 2 more states. In the 6th and 7th stages, a man becomes a son of God. But before man was created, there were 2 beings in this state. So the 8th state is the state of the first begotten son, and the 9th is the state of the father. A note. This book, Universe and Man, might seem to some a hard book to understand. Also, the goal of the spiritual journey, pure consciousness, seems impossible to achieve. It all is so true. That is why Isa said, "To enter heaven is impossible for man, but it is possible for God." Mark 10:27. What makes it possible is grace. The fire of grace burns all impurities, and the person becomes a pure channel for God. Then you will create love, compassion, and mercy toward all. You will do good and become a giver as an example for others to be good, God. You do not have to know much detail and explanation if it is not your nature as such, but love God with all your heart, mind, and spirit, and follow the eternal divine path. This will win His grace, and your liberation is assured.